The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
The booze they waited years for. Everything from Yankees, Astros, including Oscar the Grouch, banned admission. You believe that in this day and age? Prejudice against Grouches? And Rangers Capitals tonight after no ban for Wilson. Let's go.
Banning Grouches? That would rule out half our panelists.
Giannis back-to-back games with 4 3-pointers. So now that's part of his game, how the Bucks are coming into form and how they match up against Brooklyn in a series after seeing the way they dispatched them the last two games is one thing. How the Nets still aren't full, still are missing James Harden, and don't know who they are has been the story for weeks. And now it's coming with L's and a plummeting seeding in the Eastern Conference. We have a gap to make up, Steve Nash said after yesterday's loss. Continuity is a big thing in this league, Kevin Durant said after last night's loss. J.A., let's continue on this continuity discussion. How big of a problem is this for Brooklyn?
Less of a problem for Brooklyn than it would be for other teams. You saw they're right there in both games, despite not having James Harden. So you bring him back, and I don't think they need to mess their games because the strength of this team is you have three great players who can create and get their own shots individually. So they don't need continuity to build that up. The other con word, conditioning, could be an issue. But, you know, if you look for the matchup against Milwaukee, for example, look how well things went for Milwaukee, and they still barely won. Giannis made 8 3-pointers over a 2-game stretch. He's never done that before. So would the larger sample set, Pablo, indicate that that's likely to happen over the course of a 7-game series? I'm not sure. Also, what we saw, Blake Griffin, the luxury of asking Blake Griffin to just get you 10 points and 5 rebounds, he could do that just waking up in the morning. So there are so many things that this team has going well if they can get healthy that I'm not worried about this latest development.
That's optimistic. Pablo Torre, you share J.A.'s optimism on Brooklyn?
I do not, and I am kind of surprised to hear J.A. go full Brooklyn Bob, Baghdad Bob propagandist on the Nets here, J.A., because
I'm over on Mina's side here.
Quibble with what that means. I know, and it's disappointing, J.A., because continuity is mostly a euphemism to me. It means you don't have James Harden, and this is a team that clearly, without James Harden, is a sub-500 team. We have a 20-game sample size of that, J.A., and as much talent as Kyrie and KD have, and they combine for 70 points in this game, the question of who guards Giannis, who guards Joel Embiid, these are the teams they'll be playing that they might be playing twice on their way to an NBA Finals berth if they are so lucky to get there. I don't know how they stop those guys. None of that was solved in this game. And also, if you don't have James Harden, it's pretty clear to me that this team is not one of the two best teams in the East. That would be the Sixers and the Bucks, who just soundly defeated them.
Mina Kimes will bring you in here on Brooklyn and the need for continuity.
Yeah, well, I agree with Pablo. Without James Harden, this team isn't going to the finals. But by all accounts, James Harden did not suffer a season-ending injury, unless you know something that I don't know, Pablo, and they don't seem to be in a hurry to get him back. Look, James Harden is the key to this team. When he was traded is when they flipped the switch. Actually, it's when James Harden and Kyrie came to this agreement that Harden would be the point guard, Kyrie would play off the ball, and once that agreement was forged, we saw how key James Harden is as a facilitator, what he was doing to help role players like Bruce Brown. That's why they lost last night, by the way. It was the difference between the role players and the Bucks and the Nets. And look, with James Harden, since the Nets acquired him, when games go to clutch time, they are 3-6. Without him, they're 3-6. With him, they're 20-2. It's not just his scoring, his playmaking. It's also his defense. After acquiring James Harden, the Nets went from having one of the worst defenses in
Good
the NBA
point.
To being below average, which is all they need to be. So, yes, without James Harden, this team doesn't make it all the way. They do not beat the Bucks. With him, I think they do.
And Jackie McMahon.
Wow, there's just so much to unpack here. I'm going to start with my friend J.A., who's making that argument that, well, they only won by a little bit, so what, it counts less? That's the worst argument in history, J.A. Are you for real right now? We're going to keep track of how many points teams win by. A win is a win is a win, my friend. Mina is right. Harden is the most important player on the Nets, not the best player, the most important player, because he was the one that agreed to put aside his ego and to worry about passing and facilitating and making the offense work, as opposed to, I need to get mine, I want to be the guy that takes the shot at the end of the game. When Harden comes back, it'll make them better. Absolutely. Will he need time to adjust? Yes. And one thing I would want to point out about this game last night, Tony, was this. Kevin Durant's usage rate so far is almost 32%. He was tired at the end of that game, Tony, because he missed a ton of games, came back, had a little bit of an injury, and then had to come back again. Conditioning will be a factor for James Harden and for Kevin Durant because there's not enough time for them to ever be at full speed as we know it.
Well, that's what Adonde said. So you took the swipe at him earlier. You're giving him the point right back there, Jackie. Let me ask you about Milwaukee, Jackie, because I know how you feel about this team, that they are rounding into form here. What did you see specifically last night?
Well, the thing that I've seen for the last several games with Giannis is the way that he got beat in the past was they would pack in the paint and dare him to shoot perimeter jump shots and to score only from there. He's shown you now that he can shoot pull-up jump shots. In the past game, he had 8 such shots. He's now shooting his threes, expand his range. He can score in transition. He's even hitting free throws. The reason why this game was so critical, Tony, is simple. Look at the seeding. If you are 1 or 2, if you're the third team, you've got to play one of those teams in the second round without home court. That's what Brooklyn has lost, and James Harden may not be back in time to save them from that.
We've been horned. We'll move on. Legit question here. Really, when did everybody get all these inflatable trash cans? And the Oscar the Grouch costume. I mean, he said he spent $80 on it. There is a great story from Stephanie Abstein, Sports Illustrated, about how that fan was told he could wear Oscar into the stadium, and then he was told he couldn't wear Oscar into the stadium because the Astros complained to Major League Baseball about the taunting they've been receiving this season. So that meant Oscar the Grouch had to scram. Stanton did some pounding last night. The Yankees won. Jackie, after all the cheating and after none of the suspending for Major League Baseball of the players and all the Astros quotes about how can we just move on, how did last night land for you?
They're not going to get to move on. That's just not how this works. Now, the irony is there's only 7 players left from the team that did all the so-called cheating. The manager is gone. You know, people like Dusty Baker and the rest have to take this on. But come on, we're talking about the New York Yankees here. That's part of their blood. You know this, Tony. You're one of them. You get to cheer and boom.
I'm a New York Yankee. This is what my dream was when I was a kid.
A fan, center my field. Friend, a fan. But here's the other thing. You've got to understand that if you're the Astros and you got to ride it out and stop letting it affect you. Here's one more thing I'd like to point out to Oscar the Grouch. He said he paid $85 for that uniform. My friend, go to Joann Fabrics, buy some green yarn, some cardboard, and some gray paint. Yeah. You're out of there for $17.
Pablo Torre on the festivities of last night at Yankee Stadium. They said there were, what, 10,000 people there? It sounded like a whole lot more.
I loved it so much, Tony, because I have hated, and I still do hate, honestly, the new Yankee Stadium, specifically because it is not intimidating. It is antiseptic. It is not a place you play and are afraid of the conditions. But this game last night reminded me of my youth. It was a lot of bitter, possibly unsober people yelling at players who may not have anything to do with the reason they were mad, right? Zach Greinke got some. Zach Greinke wasn't on the team in 2017. It doesn't matter. I just love that Yankee fans summoned deep down into their souls and got mad and scared some people again, because I haven't felt that way about the stadium in forever.
Jay Donda.
I'm glad that the second worst side effect of the sports world effects of the pandemic was mitigated last night. The worst was the college athletes that didn't get to compete for championships last year. The second worst was that it looked like the Astros were going to get to slide and not have to face any type of reckoning for what they had done. But no, the North remembers, as wasn't that what they used to say in Game of Thrones? The North remembers, and they're still getting their just punishment. If the league wasn't going to do it, I'm glad that the Yankee fans took care of it. 10,000 strong, it sounded like it was a sold-out stadium.
I mean, the cons.
I'm going to be a buzzkill here. So part of me did love this, just the normalcy of it, the pettiness, the taunting, and the Astros organization certainly deserves it, all of it. But I read an article in USA Today that talked about how the family of a reliever who was making his first start and joined the team in 2020 was harassed in the stadium. So, you know, as he pointed out, Tony, a lot of these players are innocent and their family members don't deserve that. Let's be careful about our taunting and direct it at the team and the players, perhaps, who are on the team, and not, you know, spray it at everyone affiliated with the organization.
Pablo wants back in. Come on, Pablo. Let's go.
Oh, haters.
I am sorry to ruin your day, family member of reliever whose name none of us actually know. I just want to point out, you step inside Yankee Stadium, this is what you get. This should be a message, a warning to everybody. Sorry that some feelings got hurt.
So if you believe the report in Sports Illustrated, the Astros did reach out to Major League Baseball saying, you know, this taunting's getting a little bit out of hand. And I don't think any of you thought it was getting out of hand up until maybe last night. Is that all right, Jackie Mack?
Well, it's all right, but it's going to do is double the booing. I mean, the famous line was Dusty Baker saying, well, at least there was no violence. I mean, is that what it's come down to? Because people were throwing real trash cans on the field.
There was violence against Oscar Grouch. You believe that in this day and age? Prejudice against Grouches. I mean, Oscar the Grouch, what are we going to do? That can't cause harm to anybody. All right, we're taking a break. More basketball coming up, and maybe we'll have a new segment called Tweets from J.A. Adonde. Look at these. One, the Knicks don't matter west of the Hudson River. The two lowest rated finals of the 90s were the ones the Knicks were in. And B, if the play-in ends up costing the NBA, the Lakers, and Celtics, you gotta figure there will be consequences. Who is this Adonde?
Ice.
What?
Enormous consequences.
What happened to my chamomile ice tea Adonde? We'll be back in by ourselves.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Blue Moon. Blue Moon, a taste made brighter. Please drink responsibly.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
All right, Adonde, they don't think you're getting your way. An NBA story west of the Hudson. But here we go. The Lakers, LeBron set out Monday night's game. Anthony Davis had the flop, and he had that block, and the Lakers won. But it's expected LeBron will miss the next two games. And he said he's not sure he'll ever be 100% again. So I'm going to ask you a question, J.A. Adonde. Is this the beginning of LeBron being human?
Sure, it's the beginning, just like a plane taxiing down the runway. It's the beginning of a transatlantic flight. It's still a long way till we get to the destination. But I think this is the beginning of the end, more immediately, of LeBron's streak of not losing to a conference playoff opponent. He hasn't been sent home before the finals since 2010. I think his injury, the Lakers' lack of cohesion, could lead to that streak ending this year.
And if, should they lose in the play-in round, you believe that's the end of the NBA. Might as well just cancel the NBA season because Los Angeles is not involved. Get out of here. Go ahead, Torre.
But that's where I think this all is interesting, right? Because LeBron James, I think, knows that the play-in round is a real live possibility. What LeBron James does better than any athlete maybe ever is manage expectations, Tony. So yes, he is hurting, that's all real, but he's also trying to set the agenda because he knows how these conversations are gonna go if the Lakers fall short, as it looks like they're going to, because he in fact is hurt.
Jackie McMullen?
Yeah, I agree with Pablo. You look at Dennis Schroeder, he's out till the end of the regular season. Now we hear LeBron's going to be out, we don't know for how long, for a long period of time, because he's clearly hurting. Anthony Davis hasn't found his rhythm. He's just shooting a little over 40%. If you have to go into a playing game with that kind of stuff in a bucket, you're in trouble. And he knows it, and I think Pablo's onto something there.
Pablo's on, the first person to know that Pablo's on to something. Look at Mita's face, just knowing Pablo's on to something.
No, I dispute the cynicism here, because when LeBron says, you know, I'm less than 100%, it's not necessarily about managing expectations, it's about telling the truth. He's 36 years old, he's coming off of the most condensed offseason of any player ever. Of course he's not 100%. Of course he doesn't feel like himself. You know, it's okay for him to admit that, and it doesn't mean he's trying to manipulate people.
Mm-hmm. Buy or sell two, Rangers, Capitals tonight. How'd the schedule gave us this just 2 days after Wilson versus Panarin? Panarin's out for the rest of the year, which isn't much for the Rangers. Tom Wilson is not suspended for this game, and that led to the Rangers' response, which you've all seen in the last 24 hours, with this incredible line. Quote, we view this as a dereliction of duty by NHL head of player safety, George Parros, and believe he is unfit to continue in his current role. End quote. Wow. So there was that release. There's news today from New York. They have fired team president and team GM. So Dolan, in charge of the Rangers and the ownership group, cleaning house as well. Pavel, how big of a problem does the NHL have here?
I mean, it's such a Dolan thing, what's all happening right now, Tony. The Rangers have only this left to fight for. They wanted a head on a pike because their season is over. So Jim Dolan fires the people who rebuilt the team, which is egregious, but the people who got fired also had a good point. Why is George Parros, a guy who was known for fighting, in charge of punishing fighting? It's like putting Mina in charge of punishing puns. That's all they did. I have questions about all of that, too.
Big Pun, you want to get in here? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a hockey player. I just crushed
one around the horn. Unbelievable.
But I think it's undeniable that this power play did backfire. Like the statement.
Power play, unbelievable.
If it didn't have three different fonts, you would think it was written on a notes app. It was aggressive, clearly, you know. And I do think it's still a problem for the NHL because statements like this are extremely rare, especially coming from such a big market team.
Jay Adande?
Well, it's just amazing that the words turned out to be more consequential than Wilson's actions on the ice, the violence on the ice, but there were consequences for this word. Apparently, Dolan didn't want to have the back of his front office, didn't want to support them with whatever vengeance might be coming from the NHL, because you can't have this type of insubordination, right? People questioning, openly questioning the head of player safety.
But hold on, rewind. You said the words had more consequence than Wilson's actions?
Obviously, we've just seen it.
Oh, you mean because the NHL
wasn't inspired? Did he lose his job?
Because there's a conversation going on as well. While the Rangers are releasing statements, the Capitals are having a conversation saying, look at the Sidney Crosby play last night. It's just like Tom. We're only talking about this because it's Tom Wilson. That's what the Capitals are saying, Jackie. How do you see it?
I think the bigger point of being lost here is, like, what does the NHL want? Are they interested in their sport being somewhat violent or not? The Capitals, after these incidents with Wilson, sent out a tweet that said, at Capitals, choose violence. Now we have this condemnation from the Rangers, and those people get fired. There's no action on Tom Wilson from Jones Paris, who, by the way, has 1,092 career penalty minutes. What does the NHL want to be here? What is their identity? And how do they feel about this? I think it's a problem.
I remember a Rangers-Devils game where they dropped the puck and they dropped gloves immediately. And there was like three fights going on at once. Is that going to happen tonight? Are you guys thinking that's how this is going to play out? You know,
Rangers have got nothing to lose.
Jay Adande, Jackie McMullen. I mean, it was what Mina Kimes just did in real time. Just incredible. And she passes Adande and McMullen to get
like a playoffs without the Lakers and the Celtics.
Good luck. You stop with that? Get out of here, Adande. Kimes Torrey. Showdown. Next.
I'm the next, by the way.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On the Horn is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
All right, Mina Kimes, Pablo Torre, what a story for you guys from Bob McGinn of The Athletic and Bleacher Report Gridiron, that Aaron Rodgers, in group chats with Packers teammates, is calling Brian Gutekunst, the Packers GM, Jerry Krause. Mina Kimes, fair or foul?
Foul. I'm selling the analogy. I think it's actually unfair to both Jerry Krause, because unlike Gutekunst, he won multiple titles, and Gutekunst, because unlike Jerry Krause, he didn't break up the roster, unless you think Jake Kumerow is Scottie Pippen.
This is such a cell phone by Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, Jerry Krause actually good at his job. And also, Aaron Rodgers, you have people on group chats that are just leaking your texts, man. Those are your friends, really? Because that's been your life.
All right, so you're both saying foul. Aaron Rodgers is then calling himself Michael Jordan, isn't he? How do you guys feel about that?
Also that.
Yeah. Showdown 2, Tom Brady saying he'd trade 2 Super Bowl rings for the perfect season in 2007. Do you believe him, Pablo Torre?
I do believe him. It's incredibly vulnerable of him to admit this. I went out into the streets to celebrate when this all happened. I would never do this if I'm Eli, as he says. It's worth at least 5 in exchange for 1.
I don't think it's vulnerable because he can lose 2 and still have the most of any quarterback in NFL history. Like, Tom Brady did the math on this one.
Yeah. Pablo, you said it's worth at least 5 of his Super Bowls? 5?
That's right.
Mina, how many Super Bowls is the undefeated season worth?
I think 2 is right because Montana has 4. Right,
but
and
nobody
still
has the undefeated
lead.
Season except for Greasy. I'd say I'm closer to Pablo. We'll give a point there. Lights going out in back-to-back nights and games. Mets Cardinals with 2 outs in the ninth. And then last night, Pelicans Warriors. Was it to cool off Steph Curry? He only had 2 points the rest of the way, and the Pelicans won. Mina, is that the way you stop Curry?
I guess it is, but somehow, you know, he'll still find a way to shoot the lights out.
All right, that one wasn't okay. Yeah, we, okay. The big pun
yeah,
stuff
that didn't really
incredible.
Work.
That
yeah.
One fell flat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't like it.
Thank you. Can we just
You don't even need to answer, Pablo. Minute? You don't even need to answer, you know.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah.
Just take the FaceTime. Big win
Amazing.
For Torre over Kimes.
Big news, Tony. The Oakland Athletics have a new chapter of Moneyball that they are writing, and by that I mean they are accepting Dogecoin as a currency at the ballpark. This is huge news. I don't have a pun, Tony. What I do have is, in fact, a bunch of Dogecoin itself. I actually own some, and
Whoa.
You may say, is what I'm doing, like, legal? Am I just saying all of this to pump the value of a currency that's already skyrocketing to the moon right now? Who's to say? Just maybe go check it out. It's a great investment, allegedly, although I'm not an advisor in any real way.
Never hear about these
cryptocurrencies. Hashtag not an ad. We'll see you tomorrow.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota.